نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد علماء کرام most respected brothers and our sisters at the madrasa and those listening over receivers Hazrat Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi was a great wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Taala He says tujhse ziyada dehr mein kaun gunahgar hai پھر بھی تو ہنس رہا ہے آہ کیوں نہیں عشق بار ہے تجھ سے زیادہ دہر میں کون گنہگار ہے پھر بھی تو ہنس رہا ہے آہ کیوں نہیں عشق بار ہے اپنے کرم سے اس نے تجھ کو جگایا بار بار اپنے کرم سے اس نے تجھ کو جگایا بار بار پھر بھی نہ آیا ہوش میں ایسا تو ناوکار ہے He says, who can be more sinful than us? We should think of ourselves. When he's saying, who can be more sinful than you, then we should think of ourselves. That who can be more sinful than us, ourselves. He says, but yet we are laughing away. We are unconcerned. We are heedless. In spite of all the sins that we are committing, but there seems to be no pain on our heart, no grief, no hurt, no frown on our foreheads. If a person is committing sins and it's accidental sin or even if deliberately he committed sin, then what should be his condition? Remorse, regret, shame, nadamat should overcome him. He should be shedding tears of repentance before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. See, in spite of all the sins that we are committing, yet it seems that there is no pain in our heart, there is no grief. There's no hurt, there's no sadness, there's no remorse, there's no regret. We are still enjoying all the ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, eating, drinking, making merry. Now once again, we must not misunderstand. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has created everything for us and He wants us to make use of it. He wants us to eat, He wants us to drink. There's nothing wrong with that. But we should make use of the ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, pleasing Him. We should please Allah Ta'ala and then make use of the ni'mats. I've given that example many times. That if a father or mother has 4 or 5 children, 3 of them have completed their homework. They work hard at school, madrasa. When they come home also they are disciplined. They did everything on time. They completed everything that had to be completed. And after they have finished with everything, now they are laughing, smiling, joking, playing. So when the parent sees that child or those children, the parent gets very happy. That smile on the face of that child makes the parent happy because the child did what had to be done. Now he is playing. He is an obedient child. So the parent also likes to see that smile, likes to see that happiness, likes to see that enjoyment of those children. But the one of them who does nothing, doesn't go to school, doesn't go to madrasa, the child is disobedient, does not do homework if he has to go to school also, does not listen, is indisciplined, and then that child is smiling away and playing and laughing. So the parent will feel like giving that child one tight slap. That you eat, you drink, I give you clothes, I give you everything. You don't obey, you don't listen, you don't do what has to be done, but you want to enjoy all the food and drink. So like that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also when His servant, His slaves are obedient to Him and then they make use of His ni'mats, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala becomes happy. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ Allah Ta'ala wants that those kind of bounties must be shown on the person. But when the person is disobedient and then making use of those ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then the person is in danger signal, danger line. So he says, you are smiling away, you are laughing away, you are making merry, you are having fun, you are having entertainment, and yet, he says, you are indulging in so much of sins. Apne karam se usne tujhko jagaya bar bar. So many different ways Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shook you so that you may get up from this slumber, from this ghaflat, from this negligence, from this heedlessness. Sometimes those incidents took place far away. So that time we said it happened there in Indonesia, it happened in Sri Lanka, it happened in India, it happened thousands of miles away from us, so we didn't take lessons. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brought it a little closer, still we don't take lessons. Then he brings it right to our doorstep. A little bit of shake-up Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives. So that we get up from our slumber, from our ghaflat. I've mentioned many times, I don't know here too and many other places, I mentioned the dream of that person. Where the person says that the Quran Sharif, Yasin Sharif, is on the beachfront, Yasin Sharif. And Muslims, not non-Muslims, we're talking about Muslims. He said people with Islamic garb, men and women. But they come, they run, they jump onto Yasin Sharif and they go across. And just nearby there, there's volleyball being played by those semi-naked girls. And these people are coming and they are jumping on Yasin Sharif and going across. Ah, Yasin Sharif is the heart of the Quran Sharif. And this is an indication that Muslims are trampling upon the heart of the Quran Sharif. It is only the rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah ta'ala, and as I always say, the charities that the Muslim Ummah gives of South Africa, that Allah ta'ala's anger gets cooled. Because when azab will come, it's not going to be for some limited number of people. Then it comes for everybody. Everybody gets caught up, good, bad, everybody. Earthquakes, tremors will shake up everybody. So nobody says it is haram to stay in beachfront. Nobody says haram to go and make use of this great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, the waters of the ocean. Quiet time, morning, early part, post. Areas which are quiet, if the person goes and has a swim or watches the waters of the ocean, nothing wrong. But in Islamic garb, to go and sit right in the midst of the nakedness and the nudity and the shamelessness and the obscenity and the behayai and the immodesty, then we are inviting the wrath of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And we don't know when that shake-up will then take place. And there have been large number of dreams. Wallah, I'm in the masjid, large number. Before it used to be once in a blue moon. But recently it's like every day somebody or the other will say, I had a dream. We were there on the beachfront and then a huge wave came and then it pulled us away. And then we tried to come out of it and we were reading La ilaha illallah, making some zikr. Now different kinds of dreams. Or there was a terrible shake up and the buildings came collapsing down, crumbling down. Now, all these things indicate that those areas where there's sin in abundance, then unnecessarily we should not be in that area. Yes, living in those homes, living in those flats, living in those cottages, we don't say anything is wrong with that. But to go purposely and sit amongst all that nudity and shamelessness and cast lustful glances and invite the curse of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then it is dangerous. So that is what he says, apne karam se usne tujhko bar bar jagaya. In different ways Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave you a bit of shake up so that you get up. Sometimes in the family something happens, sometimes amongst in the children, sometimes in the business, sometimes in the bazaars and marketplaces, sometimes some shooting incidents, sometimes some burglary, theft, hold up, hijackings, murders, killings, so many things, different ways Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, get up. Forget your heedlessness, indifference. Bar bar jagaya. Phir bhi na aaya hosh mein. In spite of all that shake up, you still didn't become conscious. You didn't get your hosh. You didn't use your intelligence. You didn't take lessons from what was happening. It is weakness of the human kind that when something happens to somebody else, we always say to somebody else. Somewhere else, and we say somewhere else. Nauzubillah, nauzubillah. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. But it seems like we wish to be hit. Then only we get up. May Allah Ta'ala protect all of us. And the whole ummah and the whole of mankind we must make dua for. Apne karam se usne to tujhko jagaya bar bar. Phir bhi na aaya hosh mein aisa tu na bukar hai. This morning one person telephoned me and he says, Maulana, make dua. He was talking about the shake-up. This person was quite honest and truthful. And he said that when we listen to the bayans, then we sometimes begin to believe that these are stories that are all the time told by these Maulanas. But we don't take it seriously. He says, but when something really happens, where we get shaken up, then it brings us to our consciousness. That's what he was trying to say. So he was mentioning. He says, Maulanath, it was a turning point in my life. Now this person says, it's a turning point in my life. He says, because I was watching a late night filthy film. And then suddenly the bed started rocking. And the television rolled off the table. And I didn't know whether it was Qiyamat or what it was. He says, and I start screaming and I ran out of the block. So what if death came in that state? So this is what he says. So if it became a turning point, then alhamdulillah, it became rahmat. Apne karam se usne to tujhko jagaya bar bar. Phir bhi na aaya hosh mein aisa to na pukar hai. Lahwo laib mein mast hai yaade khuda karega kab. Lahwo laib mein mast hai yaade khuda karega kab. Tu hi bata de be khabar zist ka bhi aitbar hai. So you are engaged in haram entertainment, haram pleasures, haram viewing, haram listening, haram speech, haram entertainment. Usme tu mast hai. So, but don't you know that there is no guarantee that you will live or you will survive the very next second? So how can you be in haram entertainment? If the person was talking to his children, if he was watching something that was halal and permissible, the children were playing, jumping, skipping, or he himself was jogging, running, or doing something constructive, or engaged in anything that was permissible, not haram, then if his death came in that state, there was nothing to worry about. But if the person is engaged in any kind of haram action and deed, and if suddenly this shake-up and tremor takes place, and lives go, then what? So let us take lessons from all these things. That is the purpose of these majalis of zikr. That we must become conscious of the fact that the angel of death is just behind us and we don't know when he's going to strike. So enjoy the bounties of Allah Ta'ala, enjoy the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, enjoy the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. But distance ourselves from everything that is haram, everything that is displeasing to Allah Ta'ala. These are the days when we should increase our sajdas and our zikr and our ibadat. We don't say we must sit in the masjid the whole day and make tilawat and ibadat. We must lead a perfectly balanced, normal life. However, just stay away from those places and those actions and those deeds which are haram.
Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر, روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر, نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر, اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر, روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر, نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر. Cry before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Place the heart in sajda and cry. And these tears will not bring depression. They will bring happiness and joy. They will remove the weight of sins from our shoulders. We will feel light also when we are going to shed tears of regret and shame before Allah ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala appreciates those tears. If you cannot shed tears, then let the hearts cry. Tears are a bonus, but the hearts must cry before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Must express our weakness. Our soul will only enjoy taqwa, the noor of taqwa. Nafs is our dushman, nafs is our enemy. So displease the enemy and please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر, روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر, نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر, دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر, دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر, اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر, دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر, اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر, اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر, حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر, حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر, سر کو چوکٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر, سر کو چوکٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر, اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر, اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر, اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر, اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر, اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر, اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر, اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر.
अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह जल जलालुहु। لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। Allah, 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 دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ. الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. ہواؤ و حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں, گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں, بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے, بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں, سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں, مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے, مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے, مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا أرحم الراحمين, يا أكرم الأكرمين, يا غياث المستغيثين, يا راحم المساكين, يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث, يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث, يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. Oh my beloved Allah, Oh my Rahim Allah, Oh my Rahim Allah, Oh my Kareem Allah, Oh my most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most loving Allah, most caring Allah, most tolerant Allah, most beautiful Allah. we are acknowledging before you all our sins. Ya Allah, we are confessing before you. Ya Allah, you are well aware of everything that we have done. You have seen everything. You have heard everything. You know everything. Nothing was hidden from your sight. Nothing was unknown to you. You could have seized us there and then when we were committing sins. Ya Allah, some of the sins that we commit, even shaitan becomes ashamed. Ya Allah, worse than pigs and dogs. My beloved Allah, you blessed us with Iman, you blessed us with Islam, you blessed us with Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our Nabi. You blessed us with the Kaabatullah as our Qibla. You blessed us with the Quran Sharif. Ya Allah, and yet we indulge in such kinds of sins. Adultery, fornication, drugs, homosexual behavior. My beloved Allah, watching all the filth on the television screens, porn sites on the internet. Ya Allah, missing our salats, missing our zakat, missing our fast, disobeying you and disobeying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, our lives have been spent in sins, we acknowledge. But which other door is there that we can tap for forgiveness besides your door, my Allah? Ya Allah, you are the only one who accepts, no matter how far we may have gone, no matter how disobedient we may have been, no matter how much we may have distanced ourselves from you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Ya Allah, you are prepared to accept us the moment we make tawbah, the moment we turn towards you with repentance. Ya Allah, we are expressing nadamat and shame upon our sins. We are not justifying our sins. Indeed, my beloved Allah, we are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. But we also know that you are the most forgiving one, my beloved Allah. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. Ya Allah, you are the most merciful of all those who show mercy. Ya Allah, you are the most merciful of all those who show mercy. Ya Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. We are extending our begging bowls before you, my Allah. You have attached these bowls to our bodies so that we may extend them before you any part of the day or night. My beloved Allah, this very moment you are watching us. Ya Allah, you are seeing the tears of nadamat that are rolling down our cheeks. Ya Allah, you know the thoughts which are crossing our minds. Ya Allah, we want to change our lives. We want to change our lives, my Allah. Nafs and shaitan do not want us to change. Nafs and shaitan want to drag us down the gutters of shame and humiliation and disgrace and suffering. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan want to bring embarrassment upon us. Ya Allah, you want to give us a life of dignity, of honor, of happiness, of joy, of contentment and of satisfaction. My beloved Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, our sins are more than your creation put together, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. My beloved Allah, man has made computer chips. They record millions of pieces of information. But just one press of the delete button and my Allah, no information is left on that chip. Ha, my beloved Allah, if you can give man that kind of intelligence, Ya Allah, what is it difficult for you to press the delete button over our sins? Mere Allah, humare gunahon ko mita de. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, if a dog is kicked from one butcher, it can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. But my beloved Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness from us, if you have to reject us, where do we go, my Allah? There is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa mera koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no support for us besides your support. My beloved Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Ya Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. Koi mujhse poochhe main kya maangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda maangta hu. Koi mujhse poochhe main kya maangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda maangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska. Yehi raat din mein dua. Day and night we are seeking you from you, by Allah. If you are ours, everything will be ours. Our children will be the coolness of our eyes. Our businesses will give us barakat. Our homes will give us comfort. Ya Allah, everything will work in our favor. But if you are not ours, nothing will work in our favor. Ya Allah, become ours and make us yours. Become ours and make us yours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Ya tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen mera. My beloved Allah. Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch maangta hai, ilahi mein tujhse talabgar tera. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. We are extremely weak servants of yours. Don't test us in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirah. Ya Allah, forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, overlook the shortcomings, the weaknesses and the faults of the ummah of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, open the floodgates of your forgiveness for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shower your mercy upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy by forgiving the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Ya Allah, remove the hardships, the difficulties, the tests and the trials of the ummah. Ya Allah, unite the ummah. Make them one body and one soul. Ya Allah, remove the differences and the disputes and the arguments and the quarrels. Mere pyare Allah, mere Rahim, Kareem Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah. Don't test the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, those who have become obstinate, they have made up their minds, they will never accept Islam. They will continue with the torture of the Muslims. They will continue with insulting Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They will continue, my beloved Allah, with all their evil actions and deeds against the ummah. Then, my Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Ya Allah, destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Ya Allah, either give them hidayat or remove them from the surface of this world. Mere pyare Allah, how much more humiliation and disgrace and suffering is the ummah going to go through. Ya Allah, give hidayat to the rulers of the Muslim governments to implement Islamic laws in their countries. To get rid from their countries of everything evil that has entered. Ya Allah, remove the fitnas from the Haramain Sharifain. Protect the Haramain Sharifain. Protect Masjid Aqsa. Protect our Masajid, our Madaris, our Khanqas. Protect the work of Tabligh and Dawat. Ya Allah, jitne bhi dini kaam ho rahe, sabko qubool farma. Sabko qubool farma. Kaam karne walo ko ikhlas ki taufeeq se mala mal farma. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. My beloved Allah, we are sick and ailing. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Shifa is in your hands, my beloved Allah. We know that sometimes sickness, diseases, poverty can be a rahmat and mercy. But my beloved Allah, don't test us with the rahmat of sickness or poverty. Ya Allah, bless us with shifa from all sicknesses, all illnesses, all diseases. Cure us of all spiritual ailments. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of jealousy, of envy, of evil passions and desires. Ha, my Allah, what have we made of our hearts? We have given our hearts to everything else except you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Change the condition of our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de.
Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time. Bless us with barakat in every ni'mat and bounty of yours. Don't snatch away those bounties because of our disobedience, because of our israf, our wastage. Ya Allah, because of our indulgence in haram activities. Don't snatch away those bounties and ni'mats. Ya Allah, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Protect us and safeguard us from disasters of all kinds, from earthquakes and from tremors. Ya Allah, from gale force winds and from raging fires. Ey mere Allah, protect us from all kinds of disasters. Hum bahut hi kamzor hai mere Mawla. Hum bahut hi kamzor hai mere Mawla. Lekin tujhe chhod ke hum gande bande jaye kaha. Mere Allah, tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha. Whether we go east or west, north or south, deep down the ocean up above the heavens, it's your kingdom. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove their difficulties. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have children, Ya Allah, in these times of fitna, give the parents the tawfiq to give the children proper upbringing. Give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs. Give us the himmat to throw out of our homes and our lives everything evil that has embedded itself. Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours. Ek din marna hai akhir maut hai. We have to leave this world one day. Whether we like it or not, the angel of death is going to strike. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, in a rave club, popping drugs in our mouth, filthy magazine in our hands, watching some filthy site on the internet, filthy movies on the television screen. My Allah, what kind of death that would be. Save us and protect us from a death that will bring embarrassment, shame and disgrace. When the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Where Allah, take us to Madina Tayyibah. At the Rosa Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Let our souls depart. Ya Allah, let our janazah be placed in Masjid-e-Nabawi. When the Imam says, Allahu Akbar, make my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam listen to the takbir and make dua for forgiveness. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. If it is not Muqaddar day, if it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, you are well aware of all the good desires, good wishes, good aspirations that are in the hearts of all those men and women and children, young and old, who have raised their hands this part of the night. Nothing else has gathered us here, O my Allah, except great hope in your mercy. Ya Allah, you are well aware of all the good wishes and desires. Fulfill all those good wishes and desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardships and the problems brothers and sisters who have raised their hands this part of the night are experiencing. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, hardships and problems. Unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. My beloved Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all his life he made duas for us. Day and night he begged for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Our wives and children with that goodness, parents with that goodness, ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those who have passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.